From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California's housing market continues to grow at a faster pace than the nation as a whole. Ben Adler has more on the latest housing report from tracking firm Clear Capital.
Put California's growth rate side by side with the country's overall rate, and the Golden State isn't just a little ahead, it's well ahead. More than 2% to just under 1% for the last 3 months, and 12.5% to 5.5% for the last year.
So both on the short term and the long term, California is doing quite well.
Alex Villacorta is with the tracking firm Clear Capital. He says the big drop in foreclosure properties and California's improved economy are combining to help the state's housing prices go up. That means
what a lot of buyers are facing is stiff competition, and that's a good thing for buyers and sellers, for the market overall.
But Villacorta says the coming year will show whether the California housing market is in a sustained recovery or not, and that will be the real test. I'm Ben Adler.
The state of California is suing ARCO and British Petroleum for thousands of safety violations at their gas stations' underground storage tanks. The civil suit says 780 gas stations had a variety of violations, including tampering with or disabling leak detection devices and improper disposal of hazardous waste. Brian Nelson is a special assistant attorney general. He says the incidents are part of a pervasive culture of improper activity.
It may pose significant dangers if that gasoline is released into the environment, including threats to our groundwater, safety threats in terms of fire and explosion, possible inhalation of dangerous vapors, contamination of drinking water.
The investigation found violations in 37 counties in California dating back to 2006. ARCO and BP faced tens of millions of dollars in fines. The Attorney General's office filed a suit against